This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A bomb exploded outside a bus stop in Jerusalem today, killing one Israeli and injuring dozens. As Shira Frankel reports, the attack came amid escalating violence in the region.
The sound of sirens filled the streets of Jerusalem Wednesday afternoon as thousands gathered at the site of the bombing. Police said that one woman was killed and more than 25 injured when the 4-pound bomb exploded outside a busy bus stop, the first such attack in Jerusalem in 4 years. The armed wing of the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad praised the attack, but no group came forward and directly claimed responsibility. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said that police had been on a heightened state of alert, but did not have specific intelligence about the attack.
We know that the explosion is a terrorist attack. We've confirmed that. Explosive device itself was placed at the bus stop. It exploded in between the bus stop and the 74 bus. All the people that were injured at the scene were standing in between the bus stop and the bus itself.
Smashed glass and bloody clothes littered the ground outside the bus. Small metal ball bearings, which had been packed into the bomb, were found more than 20 feet from the site of the explosion. 58-year-old Saufat Avivia said she was approaching the bus when the explosion happened. She's still agitated and showing scrapes on her hands from where she dove for cover. Avivia is saying that she takes the 74 bus every day. Had she been a few minutes earlier, she would have been standing in line with the others injured. She adds that she feels lucky, but that it all feels too eerily reminiscent of the bus bombings that regularly plagued the city during the Palestinian uprising. Over the past several weeks, Israelis and Palestinians have engaged in tit-for-tat violence that has left civilians dead on both sides, in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. In Gaza, Palestinian militants have fired more than 60 rockets into southern Israeli communities over the last week, injuring at least 2 Israelis. The IDF has responded with targeted attacks against Palestinian militants. But in one exchange on Tuesday, an Israeli tank misfired and killed 4 Palestinian civilians who were in a home close to where the militants had been firing missiles. The IDF said that 4 militants were also killed in that attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the IDF will not stand by and allow its citizens to be killed. He suggested that the IDF could launch a large-scale attack in Gaza if the violence persists. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.